Egyptians go to the polls tomorrow and Tuesday to choose their next president. The clear frontrunner is former military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. He led the popular military coup in 2013 that ousted then-president Mohamed Morsi, an Islamist from the Muslim Brotherhood movement. Sisi has also backed a recent crackdown on political dissenters in Egypt. But his supporters, and they are the majority, say he can bring much-needed order to the country. Merritt Kennedy drove a couple hours outside Cairo to visit two neighboring villages with opposing views of the vote.
On a dirt road in the village of Kafr Abu Dib, a banner strung across two concrete and brick apartment buildings encourages citizens to vote for Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Just a few steps away is another poster showing a police sergeant from this village. His name was El-Shahed Abdel Nebi, and a sniper shot and killed him on his way to work on Monday. His extended family is in mourning, sitting around a sparse living room. Some have been crying, others simply in shock. His brother Ahmed, who is also a policeman, says the family warned Abdel Nebi it was too dangerous to wear his uniform on the way to work. There have been a string of attacks on security forces since the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi was ousted from the presidency last summer. The Brotherhood denies involvement in the violence, and the government has not provided evidence that links the group to the attacks. But Ahmed says he holds the Brotherhood responsible for his brother's death.
We want the country to move on, and they try to intimidate people so that nobody goes to the elections. But we'll go to the elections even if we get killed.
He's voting for Sisi and sees him as the only person who can stop the kind of violence that killed his brother. The village's religious leader, Imam Abdel Nasser Borai, came to pay his condolences to the family.
We're all close to each other in this area, everyone except the Brotherhood. They've proved that they're not part of us.
A couple miles away, through fields of wheat and cotton, is another village where the sentiment is very different. Graffiti on the buildings in the village, Al-Adwa, say, "Morsi is my president, and Sisi is a traitor." This is where Morsi grew up, and he's still popular here. Sitting in his small workshop, a man named Islam says he believes Morsi was democratically elected and is still Egypt's legitimate president. He won't bother to vote in this election and would not give his last name for fear of being punished for his views.
The elections are not real. It's a charade that won't end with anyone laughing.
He says that a person from this village was among the hundreds killed when security forces brutally cleared a pro-Morsi sit-in last August. Police arrested 13 residents. Thousands of Morsi's supporters are imprisoned across the country. Still, Islam says he's determined to continue protesting. He participates in marches every Friday, and the villagers block the road three times a week. Islam says he used to have hope for democracy in Egypt, but not anymore. He says Egypt is under a dictatorship based on military and police power. Nearby, a loudspeaker truck blasts pro-Sisi music as it ambles along a one-lane road. Sisi is almost sure to win the election. The Muslim Brotherhood is in the minority, but the movement has survived for generations. The divisions in this area and across Egypt will remain. For NPR News, I'm Merrick Kennedy in Cairo.